It's time for another lap around the track with all the latest in motorsports interviews. Sometimes we get bent feelings, but we can't wait for the Bent Fender Podcast with your hosts, Nathan Conway and Wes Llewellyn.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this episode of the Bent Fender Podcast. I'm Nathan Porkchop Conway. With me, as always, is Wes, the grocery getter, Llewellyn.
Aww.
We got a little different show for you today. I didn't really have a guest this lined up for this week, just through scheduling and different things like that. So we're going to do something a little different and introduce you guys to some of the other things that we're involved in and things that we've got going on. Trying to make motorsports better. That's our main goal. And you know, I think we're on the right path of doing that. But I mean, and Wes will probably back me up on that, but we're going to introduce you guys to Bluegrass Motorsports Media. It's a media outlet that we have created along with Blake Smith. Blake, welcome to the show, buddy.
Thank you for having me, Nathan and Wes. Appreciate you letting me be on today.
Hello, Blake.
Well, Blake, you know, you've been a guest on this show before, and not necessarily a guest today, but kind of joining the ranks of the Bent Fender Podcast as an associate host, and also with Bluegrass Motorsports Media as an official member, as the third man. It's the three guys, you know, so, you know, that's a pretty cool deal.
Wasn't there like a movie, Third Man Out or something?
I don't know.
It was like baseball or something?
Maybe.
I only follow sports with four wheels.
That's called a triple play.
Oh.
Anyway.
It's a hat trick.
But seriously, guys, before we get too far down, Bluegrass Motorsports Media, man, we've created this, and it's kind of an alliance, if we're going to call it that, an alliance between all the media outlets in our local motorsports area here. Trying to work with everybody that covers motorsports from any type of news, and we're talking about, it can be from here, you know, Cedar Ridge Speedway, Windy Hollow Speedway, Western Kentucky Speedway, Tri-State Speedway, Rockport Raceway, Windy Hollow Dragway, you know.
Tri-State Speedway, Salem Speedway.
Right.
Well, I think when we first started talking about doing this whole alliance and everything to help make the sport better, we were talking about, you know, calling it the Owensboro Davis County Motorsports Media, and that kind of was very short-sighted.
Yeah.
Of us. It was boxing us into too small of an area, and that's why we kind of went bigger for Bluegrass Motorsports Media, so that way we can cover the entire state and even, you know, some of the surrounding area, because we've talked time and time and time again that a local track to us and to most of our drivers that we talk about or talk to is 2 hours away.
All right.
So I think, you know, Bluegrass... Well, encompasses it much more.
Well, and it's not just necessarily calling it Bluegrass. I mean, you know, we do that, and again, we're not short-sighted on that. Just that's where we're based. You know, we're based in Bluegrass State, but we go out from there. And if we have to cover stuff from Missouri, Tennessee, Ohio, Indianapolis is the specific town of Indianapolis, Indiana, and Illinois, I mean, we want to be able to do that and bring you guys racing from around the region and maybe beyond. You know, we've got big reach. We're getting bigger reach. And, you know, that's what we want to do is expand out and get more stuff from local areas and get those things into our market as well.
It's going to be a way in an outlet, you know, like we mentioned, folks. You may get a request on Facebook, hey, what is Bluegrass Motorsports Media? Well, that's what this episode is going to explain to you. It's going to let you kind of know what Bluegrass Motorsports Media is, what we're going to do. And I'm talking about, we have some huge, I mean huge, plans for 2019.
Bigly.
It's going to be bigly events. It's something you're not going to want to miss.
It's not going to be Confibi or whatever it is.
That's right.
It'll be the wettest as far as water goes.
Yeah, that's right.
It is wet as we speak outside. It's the wettest Saturday we've had in a couple weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah, and it's the thing about this is we want to promote racing because, one, we love the sport.
Yep.
Two, we love the sport. And three, we want to make sure that it's represented the best way it possibly can. And we don't have any agendas in this aside from representing and building the sport back up. Nathan and Blake have been around the sport for their entire lives. They know what it used to be. They can talk about the heyday, you know, especially in this area, you know, and I'm new to it. So, you know, I kind of bring that outside perspective of what it looks like from someone who might not have, you know, the experience to see racing in the 90s in this area. So we're going to make this the best that we can. We're going to position ourselves to be in every aspect of the sport that we can be, you know, whether that's covering events live, whether that's helping promote things, whether that's just, you know, sharing news and schedules.
Or putting on events. I mean, it's endless what we can do with this, and we're just starting out, guys, with this. You know, obviously the podcast is fairly well established now. I think that we can say that we're sort of maybe journeymen now in the podcast world.
Yeah, I would say that.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, maybe not veterans, but journeymen. And, you know, with having Blake on and his time on the radio and things like that, again, if you listen to the last episode of the Bent Fender podcast, we kind of covered in depth that Blake and Cromwell parted ways. You know, maybe if you got a couple things you want to say on that, but...
You know, I give Cromwell the utmost respect. I mean, we had a great partnership for 2 years, covered racing locally, regionally, and nationally. They wanted to go in a different direction than I did as far as what we're going to do to grow motorsports. We didn't agree on that. So I was released from my duties to finish out the 2018 season, and I wish him the best of luck. And but I think we're going to have a great partnership here, and some big things are going to happen in Bluegrass Motorsports Media.
Yeah, and I think you're exactly right, man. And again, you know, it was amicable. But you chose the path that would benefit motorsports the best, and I think that was a smart move. Again, it was totally your decision, and you know, Wes and I were here to support you whatever you wanted to do, but I think that it's not a good idea whenever, you know, somebody tries to step in and be like, you can't do something, but we're a motorsports show, but why are you stopping me from doing what I want to do? And I think that was one of those things where, you know, we just couldn't have that happen. And, you know, hey, you're with us now, associate. You know, you're not totally 100% on this show. You've got some interest that you're wanting to pursue as well, and we want to help you do that. So that's our main goal. Again, another facet of being able to do, you know, what we need to do here at Bluegrass Motorsports Media.
Well, and I think before, you know, you jump into that, we did also talk about in the last episode how there is a difference in what the three of us want for this sport, for this program, for this avenue, versus what other people have wanted. So we don't look at this from a monetary standpoint.
Not at all.
We're not looking at this as something that we can do to get rich. We're not looking at this to make money. We're looking at this to help the sport grow. We're looking at to make sure that we're covering the sport in the best light we can, and we're going to continue to do that.
And it's, you know, like it, and I appreciate you guys letting me join in. We've had some talks here lately. We've met with some folks that's going to help us really promote what we've got coming up. We've got great partnerships with race teams. We've got great partnerships with racetracks and promoters. It's going to be a big event. Just the whole 2019 racing season is going to be the start of a great partnership, Bluegrass Motorsports Media. Just keep an eye on us. If you haven't followed us on Facebook, follow us. Going to be plenty of exciting events on there. We got your racing results from out the area. And that's just the beginning of what we're going to do with Bluegrass Motorsports Media.
Well, and I'm going to brag on us for a minute, and I don't mind bragging on us. You'll notice that as Blake continues to work with us, and we continue to grow this as we are, and we continue to do, the quality of Blake's travels, his documenting of his travels when he goes to these races, you know, whether it's in Indianapolis or wherever he goes, it's going to get better. The quality is going to get better. The equipment is going to get better because he's going to use our equipment, you know. And Nathan and I had made the commitment to you guys a long time ago that we're not going to do anything that we can't stand behind. We're not going to do anything that we can't put our name on. And that means quality equipment. It means quality recording. And now Blake gets to take advantage of that. And, you know, I'm pretty excited about that for him.
And it is, man. And I think that will be an awesome thing because, excuse me, you guys have heard, you know, when we start doing pin interviews and not, you know, knocking anything else, it, you know, having the proper equipment is, you know, second to none. And it was worth the investment and worth the, you know, being able to get the Tascam to take it to different places. I mean, you've heard the Soapbox Derby episode. You've heard the Quick Six episodes and things like that from the racetracks. I mean, it's awesome quality audio.
It is.
It's HD quality. And it's going to further what Blake can do and you know, our partners as, you know, what we're trying to do here. We can only go up from here. I really believe that.
And people may be asking, well, what's Blake going to do in 2019? I can assure you, there will be a racing-related radio show involving me as a host. The format's going to be much like what we had. Maybe come out and drivers join us at different locations. And you know, that's still in the planning process, but I can assure you 2019, I will be on track, back on the air, talking about racing and doing what I love.
Well, and it's, you know, there are other avenues that we can explore and we can pursue aside from terrestrial radio. And we're talking about those things. We're weighing the pros and the cons. And we want to make sure that we're, you know, again, going to be giving Blake the best avenue possible, give you guys the best avenue possible. And the same thing for the drivers and the sponsors that will eventually come on and be part of that show. But I'm just going to say, how cool would it be to have an all motorsports internet radio station? I mean,
I think it'd be pretty cool.
I think we've talked about that. I think it'd be pretty cool.
I think it's a pretty cool deal. You know, and we love deals.
We do like a deal.
And I just think it'll be a good thing. And you know, a lot of this came from an idea that we were, you know, shared with Rich Corbett from Left Turn Media. He's not originally from this area. He's from the East Coast, and he used to be involved in a media organization in New York that kind of would vet the media professionals, so that way any racetrack who wanted to have a media professional come to their track, they could contact that organization and have someone sent to them that was trustworthy, that would, you know, handle the event properly. And I think that's part of where we're wanting to go with this as well. We're wanting to build this organization so that way if a new racetrack, let's just say Chandler comes back in 2019, and they've got new promotion, they've got new promoters, and they might not necessarily know who the media professionals are, they could contact us and we could let them know, hey, we've got this photographer, we've got this print media specialist, we've got this on-air person, we've got this person who can handle your announcing. So, you know, we want to be that kind of organization that lets these tracks know, you know, who they can trust, who they can get the best quality representation out of.
Exactly. And that's what we're going to be, is we're going to be a resource to local tracks. We've talked with partners who are interested in getting with us, and they're going, you know, they're interested in our product that we have to come. And it's going to be a big deal, like I said. Like you said, we love deals.
We do.
Deals, good deal, bad deal, better deal, great deal. We love deals.
Bad credit, no problem.
That's right.
You can sign with us and have no credit at all.
Are we going to have a push, pull, or drag it in special too?
If you want to bring it in, man, anything that'll sponsor us, that'd be awesome. But you guys are right, man, and that's what our main goal is, to have a network of people, not just the three of us, but a network of people. And yes, if a track needs someone, say, hey, you guys, we would love Bluegrass Motorsports Media to come down and cover this. Having a big event tonight, Tri-State Speedway, World Outlaw Sprint Cars coming in. Hey, man, it'd be awesome to have a representative there, you know, a couple maybe, and do pit interviews and take pictures and stuff like that and recover it. And results, post results, things like that, keep you updated during the night, live feed or something, you know. That's our goal. And we want to bring the racing to the people. You know, everybody can't go to a race on any given night. It just happens. I mean, I'm one of those people. I every other month I work and I just can't go to the races. But I like to keep up with what's going on during the night. Now, honestly, you know, while I'm at work, I can't really watch a live feed or keep up with the live feed. But I can, you know, all these pictures that happen, you know, showing me what happened or you know, play-by-play or something like that I can go back and read later. You know, that's something that I think a race fan would love to have. Especially, you know, we've had people that drive trucks, you know, they're on the road and they're like, thanks for posting the results from Kentucky Motor Speedway a week or so ago, because he's like, you know, I can't always be there, and it's awesome that you guys post the results for me and then I see what happened. So, heats and features. So, you know, again, it's one of those things where we know kind of where we want to go with this. We really do. And we've always known back when, you know, for a month or so now, but we just haven't been able to flesh it out, but now we can. And things are going to build. Obviously, 2018 drawing to a close, the racing season from a lot of places. But we want to, and it's not just stock car stuff. I know that we've been talking about that, and it's kind of been on my mind for a minute. But we've been kind of talking about the stock car tracks and stuff like that. But it's not always just about that. It's going to be soapbox derby. It's going to be sprint cars. It's going to be, you know, go-karts,
drag
racing, demolition derbies, and stuff like that. I mean, how cool would it be to cover demolition derbies? You know, I mean, that's going to be cool too. So that's the thing we're looking at. I mean,
and, you know, this isn't going to affect the podcast. This isn't going to affect Bent Fenders whatsoever.
No,
you know, the Bent Fender podcast is going to continue every single week like it has. This is going to, you know, Bent Fender podcast is stepping into this organization as, I guess, kind of the first media outlet with Bluegrass Motorsports Media. So, you know, hopefully we will get, you know, some photographers online. We will get some print guys online. We've been doing a lot with making sure that the Owensboro Times, the new newspaper in town, gets the results and they're posting the results. We're trying to get those, you know, same things to happen with the Messenger Inquirer, having a little bit of difficulty getting, you know, them on board, actually getting, you know, them to return phone calls. But I just think, you know, maybe digital is the way to go. And, you know, we've, you know, kind of offered a handout to the Messenger Inquirer, and you know, maybe they have other things that they want to do, and that's fine. Owensboro Times, they appreciate our help.
Well, and I think, you know, with Owensboro Times, the thing about that is they're all digital. So they're not a print newspaper. They don't have to worry about big printing presses and you know, I'm sure they have deadlines and things like that. I don't run a newspaper.
Yeah, don't have to worry about having, you know, everything print that you want ready to go at 10 o'clock the night before.
Right. Right. You know, I mean, if they can type it out and post it 5 minutes before they need to, you know, have it out. So
exactly.
that's the good thing about that. And not saying that, you know, traditional and you say terrestrial radio, but terrestrial newspaper,
it's,
you know, it's tangible.
It's because that's what it is, terrestrial radio.
No,
don't make
I know
fun
it
of
is.
Me.
No, I'm not. But
don't,
I'm just saying.
Making fun
but
of me.
I'm talking about the newspaper. It's kind of the same deal. It's a land-based newspaper. You know, I mean, it's not out there in the digital world all the time. I mean, yeah, you can get the Messenger Inquirer online, and we're not dogging the Messenger Inquirer. We're just saying it's two different genres of news.
No, and we're it's, you know, if you look at. We actually had this conversation the other day with someone who's in kind of the baby boomer generation. They were actually surprised at the fact that, you know, I made a statement of, well, nobody really listens to radio in their car anymore. And she was like, yes, they do. And I was like, no, not really. It's
not,
either,
not a lot of people do.
It's either, you know, through an auxiliary cable from their phone, it's Bluetooth from their phone, or it's satellite radio. For the most part, anyone who Generation X and younger, I would say, you know, it's like telling somebody to put it in their CD player in their car.
They don't even have CD players in cars anymore.
Right. So, you know,
I do. I'm old school. My truck is I guess you could say it is legal of age. It is 18 years old. Yeah. I don't have an auxiliary port in my truck. I have to plug the old cassette in there into the phone and put the wired cassette into the cassette player. Then that way I can listen on my phone.
Yes. That's old school, man. But you know, that's what you're doing though.
For sure.
You're trying to listen to things on your phone. And I know you like to, you know, pop on the radio stations, whatever too, sometimes when you're driving, but when you're ready to listen to Hank, I know you're a big Hank fan. And when you're ready to do that, I mean, you just pop it right up on your phone, Spotify, Pandora, whatever.
Hey, if I want to catch a live racing broadcast, I mean, you know, a NASCAR race traveling back and forth, used to back in the day, you're like, man, I really need to find out what station the Motor Racing Network is on. What station is PRN broadcasting on? Not anymore. These folks have apps. They have racing apps.
Right.
You get on there. Live, I'm listening to the race live, going through my phone into the radio. I ain't got to worry about trying to figure out what station I'm going to go to next when I reach out of the antenna signal, the one I'm listening to now.
Right. And that's important, you know, and that's what we're looking at, guys, and people just don't understand it. And a lot of people are like, well, I mean, and we talked to the Homer Show, some of the guys over at the Homer Show, a very good podcast that they've got, and a live radio show outlining local high school sports with and college, with, you know, stick and ball sports and also football, things like that. But, you know, they were talking about, you know, talking to people about radio, and they said, well, it'd be a lot easier if you guys were on the radio. And he goes, well, where's your, you know, looked around his office and said, well, where's your radio at? He goes, what do you mean? He goes, well, where is your radio? I don't see a radio, like a boombox or just a, you know, whatever. He said, how do you listen to your radio? And the gentleman pointed to his cell phone. That's what we're talking about. Yeah,
right.
You can get local radio stations just like you know, on your phone, but you can also, isn't it just as easy to pop up the app for an internet radio station and do the exact same thing?
Well, and I think also internet radio stations, they offer a lot more flexibility. And I'm not saying we're going to create, you know, a rated R, you know, radio show, but, you know, there have been issues, you know, in the past with some people, you know, just talking plainly and
just colorful language. I mean, it just happens.
saying some things on the radio show, and it caused some problems. So with internet radio, you know, you're not governed, you know, by the FCC. You you can say and do what you want, and that opens up a whole lot more avenues. It you know, it makes it to where if we wanted to have an irreverent show by a local motorsports comedian who is all about some colorful language, we could absolutely offer him a show, and he could do his thing the way that he needs to do his thing for as long as he wants to talk.
And it would be pretty funny, I think, and you know, to do skits and maybe just get perspectives on different things that are going on. And we've talked about that, and we've talked to him, been a guest on our show before, you know.
Maybe like the SNL of racing.
Yeah,
it could be.
So social commentary on motorsports, you know.
There you go.
But you know, it's a
forward or backward, it don't matter.
Ooh, scary.
That's right.
But you know, we have huge plans. We have.
And we say plans. We're going to put these into motion. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
There's some parts of this deal, as we mentioned, we love deals, that cannot be announced yet.
Yeah.
There's dates we plan to have these announced, and we can't release those yet either.
Well, we've told them November 3rd. Yeah. We've teased that, you know, repeatedly.
That's a big day for the Kentucky Motorsports Hall of Fame induction ceremony, and maybe something else that's going to be a big deal.
I mean, how cool would it be to have a weekly show from the Hall of Fame?
That'd be great.
You know, we invite, you know, some old school racers, you know, to the Hall of Fame, and we do a Legends of local racing from there.
Well, not only that, but how cool would it be to maybe mic up a racing legends breakfast, local, or you know, a old school racers breakfast, and talk about that, to catch some stories between some guys that are just sitting there talking.
There's nothing I love more than racing and eating. You
country
put those
ham.
Two together.
Country ham.
Country ham. Now, let's talk about country ham real
good
quick.
Good old country ham.
Me and Nathan and Wes break bread quite often, and
we do.
Myself and Nathan are big country ham eaters. and Wes will go to the local restaurant that may be on Highway 81 or somewhere else that serves the country ham.
That would be Windy Hollow restaurant.
That would be. Great outlet there. And he'll say, can I just have city ham? And me and Nathan Me and Nathan tried to tell him, you know, if you just say ham, they're going to bring you ham.
That's
now,
right.
If you bring city ham, it's like,
no,
I don't know.
Well, you got to put that on it, man.
It's just, it's what I've always grown up knowing.
It's ham.
You know,
there's country ham and ham.
There's sugar-cured ham and salt-cured ham. City ham versus country ham.
There is some country ham and sugar here.
There is.
Yeah, I hate y'all. I hate you both. I'm leaving this session now.
That's why we eat country ham, because we know what it
is.
Man.
No, y'all eat country hams because y'all salty as shit.
Yeah,
And then our racing show is now brought to you by Lisinopril, your blood pressure
And Lasix, because we're filling up with fluid.
It's absolutely right.
But anyway, I'm
filling
man.
Up with something.
Yeah. But, you know, that's the thing is we do break bread quite a lot, and we like to talk and about things that's
what?
Going on.
You like to talk?
That's right. But we like to talk about things that are going on in the motorsports world and how to make things better. And we've got a lot of opinions, you know, ourselves, and things that, while I'm a competitor on a track, and I do love that part of it, you know, and I do have my hats in the ring on that side of it. I think that, you know, it's one of those things, too, where I've got an inside view, but I've also got an outside view, you know, of different things that are going on at these tracks and different places, and even, you know, no matter what form of motorsports it is. But when it's if it sounds kind of crazy, I mean, maybe it's a little crazy, you know, and that's one of the things that's kind of we're working through motorsports right now, is trying to figure out how to start to get everybody on the same page. You know, however we can do that, if we have to mediate, do whatever. We can do that. I'm not in it for any personal benefit of mine. I love racing, and I love competing in races and driving my car. But, you know, for me, it's not, you know, I want to see it do well as a whole. Because if it does, then I know that I've got a place to race. If it doesn't, then I know I don't. And there's two different schools of thought there. I don't want to have to sell my car. I don't want to have to get out of racing just because, you know, nobody could ever come to a medium on anything, and it just folded up. I mean, we can't have that.
And partners we have talked to are really interested in bringing racing back to what it used to be.
Yeah.
They know what it was in the late 90s, the early 2000s around here, when you had the Waltrips on the track and Jerry Mayfield on the track. The Green Brothers were out there racing. Brewco Motorsports was rocking and rolling right down the road here in Central City. They want us to get back, and they're wanting to help us get back to what it used to be. And it, like I said, it's going to be big. And you mentioned you're behind the wheel of a race car.
Right.
I tried at Myrtle Beach Speedway a few weeks ago to do the driving experience.
I warned you before you went.
Yeah, well, you know, I got to thinking, you know, what must go in must come out of that driver's side and passenger window. And I didn't feel they had the jaws of life there to do that. And I didn't want to hurt any of their property. So I just, I mean, my rear end has been inside of a NASCAR. And my legs have been inside of a NASCAR. Anywhere else above that is not.
Less country ham. Less bloating from the salt, you would have been fine.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was the country ham that I ate. It was just put me over the top.
It absolutely was.
Yep.
I warned you before you went, man. I was like, man, they ain't got the Jimmy Spencer specials.
No, they don't.
And you ended up having to drive the pace car. I told him. Didn't I tell you? You heard it. I was like, you end up in the pace cars.
I was. It was air conditioned. It had a radio in it. I mean, I could just, you know, ride along. Had put the Bent Fenders podcast on there on the aux cord, listen to it while I'm out there racing and driving around.
That would have been cool, man. And, like, the guy that was in there with you would be like, hey, check this out.
That's right.
Well, I mean, you know, but that was a cool experience to be down there and be able to do that. And you know, I do try to do that on my vacations as well. Anytime we go on a vacation, I try to hit a different racetrack with whatever our area I'm in. Was not able to go to one while I was in New Orleans this year. Just the track-wise, it was just too far away, and the nights that we were there, they weren't running. But was able to hit one in West Memphis, Arkansas on the way home, and, you know, very, very cool track. You know, really, really tacky clay track. And, man, it was a good night of racing, and I had a good time. I really did. It's a pretty cool deal.
Deal. We love deals.
Well, we're gonna talk about some more deals in just a minute.
We do got to pay some bills.
We're gonna go to some commercials real quick and get these taken care of. And when we come back, we'll lay out some more stuff for you guys to listen to.
The Vet City Motorcycle Music Fest, brought to you by Bowling Green Daily News
and D93.
It just got bigger.
It's the Harley-Davidson Bowling Green Vet City Motorcycle Music Fest kickoff party. Thursday, October the 11th, 5 to 11 p.m. Rockin' Harley-Davidson of Bowling Green on Cumberland Trace Road. Featuring Kiss Kiss Bang, The Hoots, Jasmine Kane, and The Josephines Live. Plus, beer gardens, food vendors, and more. This party's all free. Brought to you by Russ Brown Motorcycle Attorneys and Bluegrass Biker News. Get more at Vet City Motorcycle Music Fest.
Whether you're buying or selling a home, you want to ensure your needs are met. Lori Kimball with Home Realty Incorporated is the realtor for you. In today's fast-paced society, it's important to have someone on your side that will give you the care and treatment you deserve. Lori wants to build a relationship with you, and it's her full-service commitment focusing on your family's wants and needs that sets her head and shoulders above the rest. You can contact Lori today at 270-315-1468. That's 270-315-1468. Or you can find her on the web at www.lorikimball.com. Call her today to unlock doors for your tomorrow by building a relationship with a realtor who's here for you.
And we're back from the break, still sitting here talking about Bluegrass Motorsports Media. It's all motorsports, all media, all the damn time. And, you know, that's what we're here talking about. Wes, the grocery getter, Lou Allen. I guess we should say that real quick. You know, we're actually recording this, and the grocery getter race up in Bearfield Motor Speedway or Motorsports Park in Indiana is going on at this time. Actually, while we're doing this, we've actually been watching some live video on the commercial breaks, and it's pretty neat up there. They got several cars, like 80 cars, I think, started there. It has 24-hour race, 10,000 to win, a half-mile asphalt track. It's a pretty cool deal, and not only that, we've got some of the old gang is up there racing, the M&M Motorsports crew.
Each car that's racing in this 24-hour long race has to have a team of four drivers that they swap in and out. I guess, you know, is there a specific amount of time?
Yeah, I think they have to at least all drive for 2 hours or 4 hours. I think they have to minimum, and one driver can drive, I guess, the rest of the time. But why would you want to? You know, I mean, I may have to go to the bathroom at some time.
That's the redneck 24 hours of Daytona right there.
That's right. Got to get with it. Well, I guess they don't have they got lights at the speedway, so they don't have to have headlights on it. So that's pretty cool deal.
So quickly, since we're talking about events, let's talk about some events that are going on. You know, since we're being the Bluegrass Motorsports Media gang. Today is Saturday. It is the 22nd of September. We were supposed to have a historic event happen today, but Mother Nature decided differently. Windy Hollow Dragway was going to reopen today for the first time. And I talked to Jimmy, it was he couldn't remember if it was 6 or 9 years. But the drag strip has been closed for 6 or 9 years. And, you know, it would have been the first time that we would have had drag racing back in Owensboro.
Legal drag racing,
correct,
anyways.
Correct. No, yeah. no Fast and Furious, you know.
Yeah, on the bypass.
Right. But it would have been a cool deal to be able to have that happen. You know, it's rescheduled for next week. So it'll be next Saturday, the 29th. And then Sunday, the 30th, is going to be the Race On Memorial at Windy Hollow as well. So that's going to be a huge weekend of racing for Windy Hollow.
And not just Windy Hollow. It's going to be a huge weekend for a lot of folks in the area, Wes.
What's going on at KMS?
KMS, they're having a big three-night racing. Friday night's going to be a practice session. You got to get your car set up. Saturday and Sunday, they're going to have a big race, big money, lap sponsors and all. It's something they've really been planning for. There's a gentleman, I'm not sure of his name. It slipped my mind. He is flying in on a helicopter, going to get in the car and just in time to race and then fly back out.
Just like some random guy?
Well, I'm sure he's a big name. And you know, they're going to have music out there. It's going to be a big deal going on. And, of course, our friends down at Cedar Ridge Speedway, they're going to be back on track. They're also kind of facing Mother Nature's wrath today. They canceled as well with all
the
rain.
You, Hurricane Florence.
Well, I will tell you, I've actually looked it up here. In Kentucky Motor Speedway next weekend, Friday, September the 28th, it's going to be the Scott Thompson Memorial 145 weekend out there, September 28th, 29th, and 30th. Practice session 28th, 29th. They're having qualifying, and I think they're going to preliminary races, and then the Scott Thompson Memorial is going to kick off. After the races, they're having a big after party with a free concert and I think food. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a pretty cool thing there. And Sunday the 30th, they're going to come back with their regular racing show, just like they would any different Sunday night that they race throughout the season. So a big weekend for Kentucky Motor Speedway. I mean, it's one of the biggest weekends all year, and still have a few more races, I think, out there. But again, you know, you're right. Cedar Ridge Speedway is going to be running that night, and also Windy Hollow Dragway coming back to life that night, Saturday, September the 29th, on the Race On weekend right there at Windy Hollow Speedway. So, guys, we've got a lot of stuff going on that weekend, and man, if you want to see some racing, whether it's straight line or circle track, dirt or asphalt, they got you covered, man.
They got you covered next week. And, of course, like you mentioned, Mother Nature, she kind of dealt everyone's hand today. It's been pretty wet. But I will like to say I do appreciate the cooler temperatures. Myself, a man of portly size, kind of enjoys going out, you know, in this 60-degree weather as you look over here on the thermometer. It's nice outside for me. I'm still in shorts and a t-shirt right now, so I'm comfortable. I won't go into jeans until the first frost hits.
We've got Western Kentucky Speedway going to be running.
Yeah, that's right.
They're about 29th as well. It's going to be a regular night of racing down in Nebo. So, you know, last weekend they had the Tony Mosey Memorial. Mm-hmm. Talked to some people. Had a pretty good showing, but pretty good turnout for that. And you know, we're glad to see Nebo running again. We hope the Swatzels, you know, continue into the 2019 season, because we want to give everyone who wants to race, we want to give every fan who wants to watch a race an avenue to do that. We want them to go out and support all local racing. You're going to see that hashtag coming from us a lot, hashtag support local racing.
Definitely.
Because that's what we're about, you know. And we talk about all the time how being part of this machine is what we're doing, you know. Well, without the...
And nobody owns that hashtag, and that's the thing. It's a beautiful
now.
Thing. Well, no, it's not us, ours. But it's everybody's, and that's support local racing, no matter what area you're in, because that's the important thing, is support the track, support the driver, support the sponsors, and they're going to be around. That's the main thing.
Right. I mean, without fans for a show, the drivers have no one to put a show on for. Without the drivers and the cars, the tracks have no one to raise a purse for, and it's just a big cycle. And,
well, it is a big circle, too.
Well, circle track. but, you know, it is what we love doing, and we want to make sure that we're supporting, you know, everybody, you know, whether it's fans, promoters, or, you know, whoever. So, you know, get out, you know, go to Tri-State Speedway when they have, you know, a big event there. Go out and support Rockport Raceway and watch some pretty cool go-kart racing. You know, if you've not been to a go-kart race, you really need to go, because these guys and gals, you know, kids and adults, they put on a hell of a show. And you've got some of the best talent in this area racing right here at Rockport Raceway. You know, you've got an amazing contingency. And even as silly as it sounds, We are a hotbed for talent in this area for any form of motorsports. If you look at what we did with the Soapbox Derby, when we went and interviewed those kids out there, there were three world champions at that event where we were at, and Owensboro's champion was there too. So, you know, you can't beat the level of talent we have all across the board.
And, you know, someone will tell you, you know, I don't know nothing about racing. And, you know, but that's a really way to get involved. And Soapbox Derby is just to get involved in racing. It's an entry level, but, I mean, it really is. It's huge in this area. Well, there's people that travel here from Florida, South Carolina, Georgia, mm-hmm. just to race at the track out there at Ben Halls because it's such an excellent facility. And people around here really do appreciate that. And, you know, like I said, far out wide as well.
Absolutely. So, you know, we want these tracks to prosper. We want these drivers to prosper. We want these sponsors to prosper. You know, we're never not going to turn away someone for promoting their sponsors on our show, regardless of it's the Ben Fender podcast, if it's a Quick Six, if it's something that BMM is covering. You know, we are going to promote these people. We're going to make sure that they're being represented in the fairest light possible. And we're going to just continue doing what we're doing because we want to make this sport the best it possibly can be.
And that's true, man. And you know, one thing I've been looking up, and this is something that's going to be going on in October, is not necessarily, you know, what we're normally used to when it comes to circle track racing, drag racing, you know, what have you. But if anybody hasn't heard, and we've been talking to another gentleman who's a friend of this show, Jimmy Rhodes. And these guys are putting on something that maybe you've heard of. It's called the Vet City Music Fest, Music and Motorcycle Fest. While, you know, motorcycle racing is not as big, I guess, here is what it used to be, and it's not necessarily this event is going to be that motorcycle racing, you know what I mean? But it's still, to me, that's kind of a motorsport. You know
it
what
is.
I mean? Two-wheel, mm-hmm. because, I mean, you had all that stuff, and it's and yes, you can race motorcycles, but you can show them and customize them and performance-wise, and these guys, they do that, and they're very, very serious about what they do. I mean, look at the amount of the quality in these bikes, some of these things that you see in these choppers and baggers and things like that. And, you know, Vet City Music Fest is coming to Bowling Green, Kentucky, October 12th and 13th. It's going to be huge. I think it's like 12 bands over 2 days.
And some big names,
bands.
Too.
14 bands.
Yeah, over 2 days. Yeah, big, big names.
Redneck Woman, Gretchen Wilson, she's going to be there.
Right. Lita Ford.
Yeah.
The Kentucky Headhunters.
Yep.
Dumas Walker, that's right.
That's right.
Swalberger Brise and a bottle of ski.
Brett Michaels.
Brett Michaels is headlining the show.
He is. So, you know, it's going to be, and not just huge name bands like that, great local bands for the Bowling Green area. And there's going to be all kinds of, you know, contests and best in show and everything like that for the motorcycles. And, you know, again.
Well, it's not just that. I mean, they're having car shows on both days.
They are.
Cruise-ins and things like that. So you can actually bring cars down there if you wanted to bring a race car or something like that. I'm sure they'd be glad to have you. I'm not sure exactly what the buy-in or the entry fee, if there is one. But you just have to contact them, you know, on their it's vetcitymmf.com, I believe. So
I believe.
Motorcycle Music Fest. But you know, you'd have to contact them, but it'd be a great time to bring your race car down if you're not racing that night and support their show because they also, on the other hand, have a bike show. So it's going to be two different shows going on at the same time, awards and things like that, plus the whole music fest.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a big deal. So we invite everyone out to cover that. Hopefully we might have a representative down there covering some of that. That is Talladega Race Weekend, so I may myself not be here. You know, I've got my annual pilgrimage to the Central Alabama Mountains, which I do love down there. So,
hey, speaking of Talladega, a guy that's pretty well known around there, Dale Jr. was back on track last night.
He was Richmond International Raceway.
Led some laps, won a stage in the number 88 Hellman's Chevrolet, and ended up finishing fourth. I know a lot of people were surprised at that. Man, Dale Jr.'s filling in. Why is he in? Well, it was really announced last fall, but people just really kind of swept it underneath the rug until it came out. But he was back on track, said that's not going to be his last race. So maybe we'll have some racing with Jr.
Right.
upcoming. And that's something we're also going to cover, too, on this, you know, show, hopefully in the future, is regional and national as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, mention October, Vet City.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of your racing season ends around October and
right.
what it may be. Bluegrass Motorsports Media, Bent Fenders Podcast, is not going to end our season in October.
Nope.
Whatever. It's going to roll on. It's going to be a year-long racing avenue for racetracks, drivers, promoters. We're going to roll on through the winter, and we've got some big things going on in the winter to help prepare for next year.
And we know how cabin fever starts setting in about, you know, December, January. People want to get out and race, and, you know, we might not necessarily be able to provide them the seat time, but we can talk to them about it. You know, we can help them, you know, through words. You know, I like words.
Yeah, words are powerful things, man, and that's the cool thing about that is – and I think that's where that, you know, we're right here at the end of racing season. It's starting to everything wind down. We got a little less than a month to go. Benefitter podcast, you know, scheduling conflicts. But I think it's going to be a lot easier to get guys who are down for the winter.
And there's a lot of time during the wintertime for planning, for helping to grow these things to make them even better than what they could be before. So
right. That's the beautiful thing about it. So, guys, you know, this is what we're committed to doing. I know we've talked a lot about and kind of been all over the place and kind of promote a few things, but if you guys can just hang with us till November the 3rd until you figure out what we've got in the works, I think everybody's going to be pleasantly surprised, and I think everybody will really enjoy maybe what's coming on the horizon. I mean, that's the big thing. That's what we're working on, and it's crazy because it kind of came out of infancy and to kind of being a thing fairly quickly and gaining momentum every week, and that's the cool thing about it. So, but what is also gaining momentum is the Ben Fender podcast, and we appreciate everybody for doing that, and also Bluegrass Motorsports Media. I mean, we've been on Facebook for what, about 2 weeks?
2 weeks, I think.
A little less than that, you know, maybe. You know, started out by that first weekend, really posting all the results from the local tracks. Obviously, we're not going to have any this week because nobody's racing due to Mother Nature and just, you know, off weekends. But, you know, that's the thing. We're committed to maybe bringing you, we've committed to bringing you mainly local and regional motorsports, but also touching on the national stuff as well, because there's all kinds of stuff that's going on the national level that people may be interested in as well. You know, anybody can go to NASCAR.com or whatever website you want to go to, but, you know, we want to try to start covering stuff from the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series, the World of Outlaws Sprint Car Series, World of Outlaw Late Model Series, NHRA Drag Racing, IHRA Drag Racing, you know, big things. The NMRA show, which is the Mustang show, all the Ford guys, they love it. That's the Ford Nut Weekend, trust me, you know, and then the Chevy guys, they just had their weekend with LS Fest, so... and you know, Super Chevy show and all that stuff going on. There's something for everybody. But that's the thing is those are big events, you know, and you know, that's what we're committed to covering too. And we want to do everything, but we need some help. We do need some help. So if anybody's out there interested in maybe contact us and help to contribute, give us some leads on some stuff, get us in contact with people, you can certainly do that. You can find us Bluegrass Motorsports Media on Facebook, the Ben Fender Podcast on Facebook. What else? Conway Racing Team on Facebook.
Or hey, shoot us an email, bluegrassmotorsportsmedia@gmail.com. That's an account that we all look after, and that's the best way to contact Bluegrass Motorsports Media at this time. Like I said, reach out to us. Plenty of avenues to do so through Wes, Nathan, myself. We're all motorsports, all media, all racing all the time. Ask our spouses and anyone else.
Is that a new series?
It is.
NASCAR.
That's right. We have passion for motorsports.
Yes.
and we really want to help, you know.
I do like how Blake tried to keep it, you know, on the rails. And he was trying.
Well, where I come from, I can't get off the rails, and I'm still trying to figure out here I can a little.
Yeah, you can
a little. You can a little bit.
You can do that. You're not bound by anybody.
Yeah, we've been off in the ditch a couple times.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. But if you guys don't – this should show everyone out there that we're having a good time, and we play well off of each other. You know what I mean? We complement each other, and you know we have ties to the local track promoters and gaining that, and we want to you know extend that reach to where we can talk to all the different promoters around here, to where we can have them on, or we can, you know, if they have to give us some information or stuff like that, we can pass along. We can do that because the beautiful thing about social media is it can happen, and within 5 to 10 seconds, the whole world can know about it. So I mean, that's the cool thing—just one button push. And sometimes that's not a great thing.
Sometimes.
But see, that's the thing. That's what we talk about on the Bent Fender podcast all the time is social media. Every segment, you know, Wes is big on that, and he loves to, you know, ask people about social media and how they feel about it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's mm-hmm. where we can use social media for good. And we keep it. You know, that's the thing. We're committed to keeping it family-friendly, non-track bashing, non-product bashing, non-promoter bashing, and other racers as well. That's what we're committed to do. We're mm-hmm. not saying that you can't come on here or give us an opinion or whatever else. And everybody's got them, and everybody sometimes they're stronger than others. And you can do that. We welcome that.
And we do, but it's got to be constructive.
Yes.
You know, we want no destructive criticism whatsoever. You know, if there's something you don't like, then thing for anybody.
No, it doesn't. And it just and it pretty much just serves to make you look short-sighted.
Right. So we want your opinions. We for anybody.
No, it doesn't. And it just and it pretty much just serves to make you look short-sighted.
Right. So we want your opinions. We want opinions. We want your suggestions. We have always said that. We have always said that we want to do this the best way possible, and we cannot do that without you guys. So, you know, speak up. You know, it's let us know what we're doing good. Let us know what we're doing bad. You know, like, share, subscribe, all those things.
Yeah.
Stick with us, because this is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger.
And if you see our posts, and that can be with Conway Racing Team, Bluegrass Motorsports Media, the Bent Fender Podcast, and whatever other media outlets that, you know, we end up going with, make sure if you like their stuff, share their stuff.
Sure.
Get that out there. Make sure you share our posts and things like that, because that's going to get it out to a lot more people very, very quickly. I mean, we hit on Bluegrass Motorsports Media, I think we hit 100 likes in like 4 days.
I think so.
So,
and I just want to give mad props to our buddy Wes over here.
Yep.
Went out on Thursday to the then dry Windy Hollow Dragway.
He did.
And did a Facebook Live with Jimmy Westfield and the other crew out there, talking about their big event coming up, Burning Down the Holler course, as we mentioned, postponed from today until next Saturday. But went out there, I mean, that thing has really took off. A lot of people have watched it. A lot of people have saw it. A lot of people have shared it. And that's what you need to do for, you know, to help promote what we've got going on, because we want to help promote you.
Well, and I think, you know, that event specifically, what that shows is that there is interest.
Mm-hmm.
People do want drag racing in Owensboro. They
it's always been here.
They don't want to necessarily have to drive to Hardinsburg, which it's not a horrible drive, but, you know,
it's not home.
It's not home. It's not. And it would just be a great thing, so that way if the drag race event had huge success and they were able to open it up, you know, again full time next year, that would just give another avenue for more racers, and it would just bring more money into the city, and it would be a great thing. So promote and support local racing. #
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
but and support the shows and support the avenues that brings this to you guys. I mean, we're not too proud to beg for sponsorships here, and it's very, very affordable, and you can get on here just like a lot of other people have, and it always helps.
And we did get our hands slapped for promoting Regional Motorsports Power Hour, and we were told we were not allowed to do that anymore. But I will say, go out and support that show too.
Right.
Because while we're not allowed to officially promote the show, that is part of racing. You know, you do have people that go support that show, and you need to do that too, you know. And it's do it for the right reasons. Do
yeah.
it because you love the sport. Do it because you support the drivers, not because you're trying to put money in somebody's pocket.
Right. And, so. and do your part. You know, Billy is now the host. Billy Igler is now the host of Regional Motorsports Power Hour, and go out and support it. Don't, guys, seriously, don't let there just be six people there. Come on.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. And you know, Billy's a friend of the show. Billy's been on the show. Billy is one of the most recognizable, you know, commodities in local racing, as far as what he's done for the sport, where he's been. So support him too. You know, he deserves your support as much as we do. So,
he
you
does.
Know, get out there and do that. So.
Right. Well, and I don't know. We got to be more house cleaning things. We got to let Blake get out of here, and we probably talked too long anyway. But I'll tell you what. If you guys just stick with us, we're going to take a little commercial break, and we'll be back on the other side, and we're going to finish it up.
Yeah. So, Blake, go to work.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having us on. Appreciate it.
Build a fire in the big iron. Here we come.
The Bowling Green Daily News and T93 present the Vet City Motorcycle Music Fest.
Friday and Saturday, October 12th and 13th.
Live. Don't miss Fog Hat Live.
Paul Smith and Wesley.
Geneva.
Devin Allman and Dwayne Betts.
And Big Schmo.
David Lee Murphy.
And Gretchen Wilson.
And Saturday, it's Otis.
Louisiana Swamp Donkey.
Pat Travers.
The Georgia Satellites.
Keep your hands to yourself.
The Kentucky Headhunters.
Lita Ford.
And look what the cat dragged in.
It's Brett Michaels Live.
Plus all the biker games.
Brought to you by Russ Brown Motorcycle Attorneys.
Bluegrass Biker News.
Cycle Fish.
Clark Distributors.
Bowling Green Convention Center and Visitor Bureau.
And Harley Davidson of Bowling Green.
Get more at VetCityMotorcycleMusicFest.com. Let's go!
Having trouble getting your business vehicle noticed?
Want your race machine to look sharp on and off the track?
Give Josh Taylor a call at High Octane Wraps and Apparel. They specialize in high quality vinyl graphics as well as full vehicle vinyl wraps. They can handle jobs of all sizes, whether you're racing go-kart all the way up to your semi-truck. With quick turnaround in design and install,
you can truly call today and look good tomorrow.
Give them a call at 270-929-2605 or stop by the shop at 2531 West 2nd Street in Owensboro.
All right, we're back from the break. And Wes, Blake had to step out and go to work, so that's okay. It's just back to you and me now, and kind of where it's always been.
It is.
And that's okay.
No, we love Blake. We love the partnership we have going forward with him. And I know that we can do big things with him, and we can help him support his addiction for racing better than, you know, he could do on his own.
Well, you know, this episode's been covering Bluegrass Motorsports Media, and, you know, they're not going to have their own podcast. There's not going to be you know, their own thing there, which our own thing. But we are the podcast. We're the podcast leg of Bluegrass Motorsports Media. So
one of the podcast legs. You know, yeah. there's room for others. Yeah. I guess, you know, he would be like Charlie and we're the Angels.
We could do that.
Yeah. We're kind of the Angels.
Angels. Listen up.
but no, yeah. I mean, yeah, he's a Bluegrass Motorsports Media is going to help kind of guide the hand of media professionals in this area, I think it's going to be a good thing for, you know, for them to do and to be part of. It's going to benefit everybody, and that's what we're about, is making sure that we're benefiting everyone in the long run.
Yeah, it's absolutely true, and that's our whole point. We've said that a couple of times, but that's our whole point. If it benefits local racing, we got to start there. You know, you got to think locally before you think globally.
Right.
And you know, we got to start here at home. We got to save the product we got, because yeah, we can promote all these big events that are out, you know, that are established. They're going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
They always draw. But what we need to do is start drawing on a weekly basis or bi-weekly or whatever, how many times they race, you know, just depending on a schedule. And we got to start drawing these cars in, which, you know, this year has been a better year. Than it has been in recent years. And it shows. And track services are improving. Car counts are improving. It's not where we need to be yet, but we're getting there.
But I think that, you know, if we are able to help broker some communication, if we're able to help offer more promotion, and I think that's one of the things, you know, I've talked to people who said, you know, I remember when you would turn on the TV and there would be commercials for, you know, for racing. You would turn on the radio and there would be commercials for racing. You would open up the paper and there would be, you know, advertisements for racing. You know, and I think that we have to help do that promotion in a more modern way than what, you know, it used to be.
Well, I think part of that is you've got track promoters.
Right.
But, and I'm not accusing anybody of anything, but where's the promotion? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Where's the beef? You know, but no, you do have track promoters, and that is a title of a person that runs a racetrack. But why couldn't we step in and help them promote?
I mean, I don't. They have jobs to do too.
You know,
I will advertise any racing event whatsoever. You know, it doesn't matter which track it's at. You know, it could be in Walmart's parking lot. You know, we've talked about buggy racing. You know, if somebody wants to throw a buggy racing show in Walmart's parking lot, we'll promote it.
Or Power Wheels.
We can do Power Wheels. I'd love to see
dune buggies racing in Walmart parking. That'd be pretty cool.
But no,
the dune buggy summer series live at Walmart.
But no, we will promote your event if you are a motorsports event organizer and you want some help advertising it. We'll do it.
Or if you're competitors and can put us into contact or get us details to whatever event you may be competing in, we would love to do that as well.
By all means.
Right. So, guys, I mean, we're trying. And, you know, some things are going to slip through the cracks. I mean, we're only human, and we're only three guys right now. So,
right now.
But with three of us, if you contact one of us, surely somebody's going to remember, and we can get that promoted for you. Again, we're not above a promotion of any type of thing. We're not above that. We will do it, and we will help promoters. So if the promoters need a hand, all they need to do is reach out to us.
That being said, if you are a media professional, regardless of the form of media that you are professional in, and you want to be part of this organization, please contact us.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you're a photographer, if you're a print media specialist, it doesn't matter. We want you involved. If you're a videographer and you want to do video, talking to you, Dirt Slingers.
Yep, Dirt Slingers Productions.
If you want to be part of this, let us know. And, you know, not only do you get access to our, you know, our knowledge, to our experience, you get access to, you know, whatever it is we can help you with, our social media base. You can start advertising to our fan base, and we can help get your name out there. We have approached Eddie Campbell with Track Talk Thursdays with Eddie Campbell, and he was pleasantly surprised when I called him. He said, "This isn't how this works." He said, "I'm normally the one that's talking to people." He said, I don't necessarily know what to do when people want to talk to me." And I said, "Well,
he didn't know what to do with his hands."
It's true. I said, "It's because you're important, man, and you you play as much of a role in local motorsports as we do, and yeah. we need you to be part of this too."
Right, and you know, his format is more of a video, you know, format, whereas ours is audio. So kind of the same thing, but not. You know, it's a little different, but it doesn't. We don't have to compete.
No, absolutely not.
I don't have to just do what I'm doing and not do his thing, and he doesn't have to do, you know, what we're not doing. You know what I mean? We don't have to compete.
There's another local podcast here, I think out of the Paducah area, mm-hmm. Western Kentucky Off Track is, I think, the name of the podcast. They're starting to get steam and to create their product, and we want to help them as well. We want to help them be more involved in the podcasting world.
Right.
So, if again, contact us. We want you to be part of this. We want to be huge.
We can all work together.
And we are, because we all love motorsports.
Please commit to that. You know what I mean? Please commit to working together.
Yeah, I mean, there's no competition, not with us.
Oh, yes, we want listeners.
Now, if you're a race car driver and you're racing against Nathan, you know, there's some competition on the track. But, you know, in the studio, in the pits, it's all good. We're all family.
It happens, man. I mean, that's just what this part of it.
Absolutely.
So anyway, guys, that's our spiel on Bluegrass Motorsports Media.
You're going to hear a lot more about it.
Yes, and this is just kind of tipping the iceberg, letting you know kind of what we're doing, who it is, and what we're affiliated with, and who we want to be affiliated with. So house cleaning time?
I think so.
So we haven't done this. You've heard our commercials, obviously, but we want to run down our list of sponsors here at the podcast. Mach 5 Race Cars, Parts and Carts, Fairview IT Management, Martin's Towing and Recovery, Chad's Barbershop, Glenstone Construction, Sleet Shop Media Group, Red Star Graphics, Lori Kimball Home Realty, High Octane Racewear and Apparel, and also Willie's Carburetor and Dino Shop. They help out on the race car as well, which was in action at Kentucky Motor Speedway last Sunday, which was, what was last Sunday? The 15th?
14th, 15th.
15th, I think. And had a great time. Got to race on the high banks there at Kentucky Motor Speedway. It was the 16th, as a matter of fact. It was Sunday night, September the 16th, and had a great time. Car got a little warm, had to pull off, but man, we were in the race, and that was a cool deal, man. I was running third, going for second, and you know, just heating issues will take us out of the race, but you know, it's all part of racing, and we had a great time. Can't thank Aaron Abbott, Heath Hilton, and Mike Royal enough for giving me the tires to be able to go out there and do that. And everybody that's helped, Chris Norris and Wes, man, you helped a lot as well. So, buddy, it was a good time. But
I can tell you that your wife absolutely loved it because she was not dirty.
Yeah, yeah, it's one thing. It was awesome not to have to wash the car. So everything, just take a rag down and wipe everything off the sides of it, man. It's all right. So, you can, if you want to find us on social media or the podcast especially, you can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Podcast Addict, Podbean.com, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. Big outlet there. You can find us on Facebook at Conway Race. It's Conway Racing Team on Facebook, the Bent Fender Podcast, and also Bluegrass Motorsports Media. Twitter at Conway Race Team, Instagram Conway Racing, and www.conwayracingteam.com, the Bent Fender Podcast.com. And, you know, if you want to email the Bluegrass Motorsports Media with anything that we need to know or need to do, you can email that at bluegrassmotorsportsmedia@gmail.com.
Or find them on Facebook at Bluegrass Motorsports Media as well.
Yes. So I think that's covered it, man.
I believe so.
Support your local racetrack. Support your local media outlets for racing. We're here for you, all motorsports, all media, and or all media, all motorsports. I don't know. We got to make
all motorsports, all media.
Yeah. All the time.
I think that's the motto.
What's in your wallet? That's
nothing. Absolutely. It's empty.
Yeah. And you know why it's empty? Because we don't make any money off of this.
Right.
So just letting you guys know that. Any monies that is made, any money check that we get goes into buying equipment.
It's a true story.
It always has. So
true story.
Anyway, Wes, buddy, appreciate it. Another episode down. Yep. We're rolling.
Yep.
Going to try to get another back to the guests episode next week.
I have a hope for our guest next week. So I'm hoping it'll be a good thing.
Good thing.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm just gonna tease it a little bit as far as who I'm hoping we can get. And I think he'll play ball if he has the time.
Sweet.
So it'll be cool.
All right. Well, guys, we appreciate you listening, and welcome to Bluegrass Motorsports Media. Welcome them into the family, and welcome everything they're getting ready to do and help us
Hashtag
out.
Hashtag support local racing.
That's right. We're saying it like we're not the ones doing this. So.
No, but we want y'all to start using it.
Yeah. Yeah. Bluegrass Motorsports Media, share or post. Get the word out there. Help everybody like it, and we can build this thing. So it's a pretty cool deal. Anyway, for Wes, the grocery getter Lou Allen.
That's me.
I'm Nathan Conway.
The pork chop.
That is. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
You've been listening to the best up-and-coming motorsports podcast on the internet. Tune in next week to see who we're trading paint with on the Bent Fender Podcast.